Trust your brethren, April 17. But be not ye called Rabbi, for one is your Master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. Some days ago I received copies of a number of testimonials written for Brother N underscore by different men in official positions. I read these testimonials. In the night season a representation passed before me. Brother and Sister N underscore were looking over these testimonials. As they were talking together, there stood by their side, not the one who appeared to Brother N underscore on a certain occasion, the messenger of heaven, but an evil messenger, who insinuated into Brother N underscore's mind the belief that his brethren wanted to get control of his property, and to put him and his wife out of the work. The messenger said that they had been turned out in their old age in order that these brethren might carry on the work they had begun. Sister N underscore accepted this statement. Many false reports were received as truth. Next, Brother N underscore was represented to me as writing letters containing these false reports. Then the scene changed. I heard words of counsel addressed to Brother N underscore by his brethren, but he was not willing to receive help from those who had always been his sincere friends. It was represented to me that Brother and Sister N underscore were both deceived by the enemy. They had become subject to his temptations, and were deceiving themselves to their own hurt. One stood by the side of the tempted ones, and said, "Have you lost sight of him who said, 'Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light? Will you, by envy and evil surmising, spoil the good work that has been done?" My brother and sister, you now have the word of counsel from the messenger of God. You are in danger, by yielding to jealousy, of counterworking the good work you have done. Stop right where you are. The Lord has helped you. He has worked in your behalf. Addressing you, the Lord's messenger said, "Cease to heed the suggestions of the enemy. Be led by the Lord. Walk in the way of his providence. Do not betray the work into the enemy's hands by yielding to his evil suggestions. Look to Jesus. In no case turn from your brethren, who have been your true friends, to a couple who had pioneered work in the southern states."